Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. Stay ahead of all the big games in the best league in the world, the Premier League. With the latest odds, form guides, expert opinions and more, the fans are the players at Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com, 18 plus, begambleaware.org. T's and C's apply.
Game Day podcasts from TalkSport. Subscribe on Acast, iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Game Day, the appendix.
Hello and welcome. Thank you very much indeed for downloading the Game Day Record Book Appendix podcast. What a snappy title it remains. Those of you who heard the original podcast and the contributions about Gwyneth Paltrow, I can assure you no such thing will be discussed in this podcast. It's got parental guidance 10, so that'll be perfectly okay. It's just where we throw in the bits and pieces amazingly that we didn't have time for in the main podcast itself. I'd like to say that still here with me are Mark Smith, comedian and broadcaster, and David Connolly, the former Republic of Ireland striker, played for many, many clubs with great distinction. Why don't you start with something you want to tell us that we didn't manage to squeeze into the main podcast?
Yeah, I want to talk about Inter Milan's penchant for snatching Premier League players that aren't really at their peak anymore. I mean, we're about to see Ashley Young go to Inter Milan. Inter Milan, by the way, really challenging in Italy, in Serie A, 2 points off Juve.
Yep.
Antonio Conte seems to be homesick for England, it looks like. So he's getting Ashley Young, it would appear, a player who has been quite divisive the last few years at United. Brilliant professional.
Sure.
He's had an excellent career. But you wouldn't classify him as being a top-level fullback.
What you're alluding to, I think, is the fact that he's already got Romelu Lukaku, Alexis Sanchez, now Ashley Young, and the list doesn't stop there.
No, it doesn't, because it looks like they're also going to go for Olivier Giroud and maybe Christian Eriksen. Eriksen, by the way, is still in his prime. That would be a good signing, I think. And so would Lukaku.
Not on the pitch he's not, but in theory he's in his prime. Yes,
in theory,
physically,
age-wise,
he's in his prime. Yeah.
Yeah, but it just seems strange that they're going for these players that are, generally speaking, on the downward slope of their careers.
It's almost as though Antonio Conte had a fantasy premier, a League 11, 6 or 7 years ago, won a few bob and has great nostalgia for it because he's rebuilding it at Inter Milan. What this is, of course, is trying to copy Juventus's model of never spending a dime on players in the transfer market, waiting till their contracts are out, although they spent plenty on Lukaku, I get that, waiting till they've either fallen out with the manager, getting to the end of their contracts. And Italian football, that's how they've dealt with the fact they don't have the money to compete with the Premier League. In order to pay the players big wages, they just say, well, we're not going to get involved. When Burnley can spend £50 million on a player, we're not getting involved.
I think we'll see more of that as well from more teams. I think in a few years' time, it'll be that you see the contracts out and you move for free. Because at the moment, in England, if you want to sign somebody, well, if you're a top club, straight away it's £35 million, no matter who it is you're buying.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous. So clubs will stop doing
that,
and they'll just wait.
The problem with it is that you end up, David, with a team of people in their 30s.
Well, yes. There's nothing wrong with being in your 30s or a little bit older. But if I look at, say, another United player who moved to Italy, Chris Smalling, he's done very well.
Absolutely.
So I don't see any reason why Ashley Long wouldn't entertain this. Obviously, if you go and playing for a top club, top manager.
Oh, he should go, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so the first issue then is, as I say, somewhere in a drawer, Antonio Conte has got a sticker book, which he's constructed himself, a bit like the Game Day podcast record book, in which he's got the Premier League of about 5 or 6 years ago, and he's now gradually buying up all the players who are in his fantasy 11. He hasn't got a goalkeeper yet, we'll see. And he's let Begovic go somewhere else, hasn't he? So that hasn't worked out so well. I understand you've got some issue with Antonio Conte's personal finances?
Very bitter, very bitter.
Well, I'd love to be his bank manager. I know that. No, I don't have necessarily an issue with it, but obviously...
Well, you've got information for the the thicker people among us, besides Mark.
Obviously, Chelsea published their accounts for the last year. And in it, despite only having 1 year left on his contract, Antonio Conte, and he did win the league, Premier League, he did win the FA Cup also, didn't work out. But for 1 year left on his contract, they paid him £26 million, which
ka-ching.
I just found incredible. Absolutely incredible. Now, I know they lost an awful lot as well, close to £100 million, and Abramovich put in well over £200 million. But to pay one manager, even his staff would be on, say, a tenth of what he's on.
Right.
£26 million is quite incredible.
Well, how does that... I mean, that can't have been his yearly wage, can it?
I don't think so. There must have been some clause in there that if he was sacked, he gets a little bit extra on top. Some
performance-related.
Some performance-related. Maybe it might be legal fees in there as well. I don't know, because obviously it had to go to court.
Yeah.
But that's an awful lot of money for one season as a manager. And was he doing that bad? Could he not have stayed?
I'm so surprised, David. No, when I get told any figure, except the amount of miles that the Plymouth Argyle fans had to travel last weekend, which Mark Smith worked out on an abacus, and I'm not sure it was correct. When I hear any football number other than that, I've long since given up being surprised by it. There's no amount of money that no player, agent or manager can get. I mean, Woodward is on $3.5 million at Manchester
$3 million
United.
A year, yeah.
I mean, Manchester, right, what he does, he brings in the big deals, the big corporate deals. Hang on, this is office door Monday morning. Big companies banging on the door. Can we please be associated with Manchester United? Let us in, Ed. We want to give you our money. And for that, he's paid £3.5 million quid a year.
Yes, but this is 26 for don't 1 year
I,
left of his
forget,
contract.
I know Chris Evans. I know what these figures are like.
Yeah, I think it's an awful lot of money to be that blasé around there. Ah, it's just football. 26 million for 1 year is an awful lot.
David, you're getting old. You sound like one of my aunties complaining about the price of Sprouts, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, but they have gone mad, though, those prices, haven't they?
Unbelievable. That's because they started selling them on that stick, do you remember? When you could just buy them in a bag, they were cheap as chips, weren't they?
You're paying all that for the stick, the golden stick that you're buying them.
And the only time you ever saw a stick of that shape, of an arrangement of spheres and stick, was that musical instrument that Morris dancing bands have. That goes ching, 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 but they don't even do that for the money you're paying for them now. What about the goings-on at Crystal Palace this week? I mean, obviously, Arsenal Fan TV's had a difficult few weeks, accused of exploiting misery and also getting into a row with Simon Jordan, which I can tell you from personal experience, either ends up with you losing or in a court of law. But Arsenal Fan TV, further disgrace and humiliation heaped on them at Selhurst Park. DT is one of their regular moaners and complainers and gripers about Arsenal and all things to do with the Gunners. He's not quite as much entire. I love Troops. You can't get, for me, you can't do better than Troops. Know what I mean, fam? You definitely do, don't you? Know what I mean, blood? Of course you do. But
you're
DT,
listening to Dad FM.
But DT is one of the others who gets a lot of airtime. Hang, you don't have to be a dad to think that is a weird way to talk when you're from North London. Let's be honest. I know those streets. DT, as the tale, the legend unfolds, in the reverse fixture, the poor man was outside getting ready to do his complaining about Arsenal, and the Crystal Palace fans at the Emirates stole his hat. And now, of course, we're against that, despite the philosopher Michel Proudhon assuring us that all property is theft. Actually, if you can't wear a hat to a football match without getting nicked, that's bad news. But we thought that might be the end of the tale. But no, the poor man goes to this game in South London, the reverse fixture, to see his actual hat hung in effigy, not in effigy, the actual hat had been hung, not drawn and quartered, we've moved on, hung from the rafters of one of those rickety old stands at Crystal Palace. I mean... Who? You'd have to have a heart of stone not to laugh, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great story.
Yes.
I mean, it's the best mockery you can get, because it's so close and yet he can't reach it. He can't get it.
Oh, was it hung over the Arsenal fans as well?
I think so. I think it was in the away end. Well, I might be wrong on that.
No, why don't you say it is, just for the sake
of
the
tale? Yeah, it was on the away end. Yeah,
oh, that
away
is
end.
Brilliant, then. That is really,
just right above his
really remarkable.
Seat.
What else? Oh, David, look, the best footballer I have ever seen in the flesh... Diego Maradona, not always the best footballer, but on occasion the best footballer I've ever seen. And Mauricio Pochettino, with whom I am increasingly in love, and each day that he's no longer Spurs manager increases my rather
longing.
I'm not sure he would like the depth of which my man love has got these days for Mauricio Pochettino. But the Poch has been, of course, he's had a bit of a holiday now, and he's doing the rounds, doing interviews and things. And he did one, I think it was in his native Argentina, which is it's a great comic turn, particularly about his relationship with the even greater Argentinian player.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was talking that at one time him and Maradona were roommates. It was amazing. I always had his picture on my bedroom. Then I was with him. We're in pre-season. We shared a room. In the morning, he wasn't in his bed. While we were lunching, we saw the news on the TV. He was shooting journalists 400 miles away. Now, look, I've roomed with quite a few rogues in my time. And I remember once at Watford, I was about 17, and I was with the legendary Kerry Dixon.
Wow.
And I was thought, wow, this is incredible. Kerry Dixon, you know, legend. And we're in the room and he'd order room service. Wow, it must be great to
He's
be a top,
time,
a, top, a top a top player. Yep, earning big money. Got room service. And then again, they got another snack. And I think he got drinks. And next morning, we had
drinks
breakfast.
As well.
Drinks as well. So I was thinking, this is some bill he's racking up here.
He's living
wow.
high on the whole
he is living. This is. I want to be like him. Anyway, we came to check out, went downstairs with Kerry, as you do with your roommate, a bit like Poch and Maradona. And we got the bill, and Kerry turned to me and said, Dave, you haven't got 20 quid, have you? Kerry, no, I don't earn £20 a week. No, I don't have £20. So I do have a bit of sympathy for Poch here and Maradona, because I have been with quite a few roommates, and they've not always been successful.
Do you remember this? I know the incident he's talking about. I think they were in training for the Argentinian team. Pochettino just got into it. Remember, Poch was a 5'10" centre back, but we don't recognise him from the films because his hair in those days was down to his waist, and I mean down to his waist. He's the actual player in that game between England and Argentina, where Michael Owen goes over him for the penalty. That's Pochettino. Yeah. But I once put on Twitter about 6 photographs of Pochettino taking out various England players at the waist. Ashley Cole's face as Pochettino comes across him waist high is a thing. Maradona, of course, was the senior player, so the younger player was put in the room with him. But if you remember, he wakes up in the morning and there's no sign of Maradona. He'd gone to some villa, I think in the northern part of Italy, and the journalists found out he was there. And there was a big metal gates at the front of the place. And first he threw water over them, but they didn't go away. He's still inside the gates. The next thing, one of there's these ding, ding noises off the cars. He's got an air rifle. He's down the end of the pathway. I'm not saying you should shoot journalists. I mean, that seems that we're not condoning any of this. But Maradona was taking pot shots at the journalists with, well, he was described as a hunting rifle in the papers. It was an air rifle for shooting small birds, which they rather cruelly eat in that part of Italy. But he thought nothing of firing off at the... So he's supposed to be advising Maurizio Pochettino about how to make the transition to international football. In fact, he's having a few pot shots at the local paparazzi.
400 miles away. That's nearly Plymouth to Carlisle, isn't it?
That is almost Plymouth to Carlisle. And there isn't that much space in Italy, really. I mean, it had to be north-south. He couldn't go east-west.
Yeah, couldn't go across.
He'd be in the sea shooting them, wouldn't he?
Wouldn't put it past him.
No. Anything else anyone wants to add to this cornucopia of nonsense?
Yeah, Barcelona look as though... I mean, I thought I read this wrong, but they look as though they're taking a leaf out of Man United's book and appointing an ex-player for them with no experience whatsoever, really. They look like they're going to get Xavi in as...
Xavi?
Yeah. Xavi.
Yeah.
As their manager. A guy who, you know, obviously as a player on another planet, wonderful, but...
Yeah.
This is a big club to take over for a player with no experience.
Well, hang on, someone coaching bad wants to speak.
He is on this planet because we played Spain for Ireland and we got knocked out on penalties. I missed a penalty and I came off the pitch.
Marked out the game by Mark Kinsler, don't tell me.
Yes. And basically this very polite young man who didn't play, was waiting in the tunnel and he said in brilliant English, you know, would you like to swap shirts? And I said, Yeah, sure. You know, I was a bit down because obviously I'd missed a penalty and we'd been knocked out and got in the dressing room and it was Xavi's shirt. At that point, he maybe hadn't played that much for Spain. He didn't really know maybe the player that he was going to become. And it was Xavi. And I'm sure he looks at that shirt and...
thinks, who the hell is that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that Danny Kelly's shirt?
Who takes the under nines?
David, do you still have the Xavi shirt?
Yes, I do, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I still have the Xavi shirt. So
it's not quite... I mean, that's a very lovely story and not as humiliating as one of your Republic of Ireland teammates who Matt Holland was playing against the Netherlands, and Ruud van Nistelrooy begged him for his shirt. And he thought, oh, I've arrived. Ruud van Nistelrooy. Of course, he just wants the word Holland on the back of the shirt, doesn't he? So it isn't always because you've played so absolutely brilliantly. But of course, the appendix.
I think he's turned them down, though, isn't he, Javi? I think.
Well, they've been accused of tapping him up, and it looks like he's not going to make the move.
Yes, because Barcelona would never tap a footballer up, would they?
No, they're a very honest club.
To be fair, and this is the serious analysis is left on the normal podcast. If you really want serious analysis of football and Gwyneth Paltrow's hindquarters, then you need to go to the podcast. But here on the appendix, it's really just the same thing, isn't it? That Cruyff Barcelona tree just having more and more leaves and branches. People think if you've been through La Masia, if you've had any connection with Guardiola, that somehow you will be a great manager yourself. And we're seeing it more and more and more.
Well, Arteta.
Exactly.
That's probably where he got
the
job.
He's another tree, another twig.
And they've
he?
Got Eric Abidal, I think, who's a sporting director now. So it'd be nice, I think, for Barca and a lot of clubs. It's nice to see football people who've got some history with it
getting an opportunity. For me, I'm going to really big myself up here. Not as big as somebody pretending they had 8.5 million retweets for the Greta Thunberg thing, Mark. I'm a kind of student of coaching. It's the thing I love. And, of course, Ajax got their great ideas when they imported coaches from Hungary, where, in the old Habsburg empires, where the modern ideas about coaching were invented. And, of course, it goes to Ajax, where they're picked up by Cruyff, who takes them to Barcelona. Barcelona has spread them out across the world since. The original brilliant ideas about how to play football are still, keep the ball, pass it to somebody in the same shirt, run fast. I mean, there's more than that. I understand you paid $7,000 for a course, and surely it was more than that, but you know what I mean.
I got a free iPad with it. No, it wasn't. It was part of the $7,000, wasn't it? So, no.
Did you get a free iPad?
But I think it was part of the $7,000, so it wasn't technically free.
How come so many taxi drivers, when I get into a black cab in London, which is often, they tell me they're doing their coaching badges? A, why are they all doing it? And B, where do they get $7,000 to spare?
Well, I don't think they'll be doing this one.
Okay.
They might be doing
they're all related to Reece Oxford one way or another, and they're all doing their coaching badges.
Is that the top badge you can get?
That's the
$7,000.
That's the top one.
No wonder your 9-year-olds are so good.
Yeah, there you go. Well, they were 5-1 down.
Listen, David, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Of course it has. Also to you, Mark. Thank you very, very much. And really, the big thank you goes to everybody who downloads the appendix, which I understand is it's exactly the same number as the actual podcast, which tells me that the podcast is more popular than Jesse Lingard's aftershave.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. The latest odds? We set them. Form guides? We've got them. Expert opinions? We share them. The best fans in the world deserve the best. Be match day ready before the whistle blows with Ladbrokes. Odds update on Talk Sport with Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com. 18 plus. Be gambleaware.org. T's and C's apply.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.